Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshaies. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, James T. Deshaies. Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're here with you on this Tuesday, and it is just, as always, an outstanding opportunity for us to share some information, get some opinions, and just check in on what's going on around us and what is our feelings and opinions on those things. You know, we're in the midst of the Democratic Party convention, and there's some exciting things going on. I am just so proud of my party, and the speakers and everything have been so outstanding. But there's one thing I want to share with you and possibly discuss with you. You know, sometimes we're out of touch, and we're out of touch because there are things that we listen to and we hear about, but we don't get to hear the side of the victim or the side of someone who is dealing with some of the issues that are going on in our nation. And this convention, I got a chance to hear that. I got a chance to hear from a young lady and really feel her pain. And, you know, we have to have a president who is sympathetic and has some empathy to what it is that people are going through. And when people are making decisions about people's lives, they have to feel those people or understand those people's circumstances so that they are not too hard on the people that they're making these decisions about. And I have to tell you, I don't have any true insight into people who come to this country from other places and who have, you know, found a life here and raised children here and who really call this place home but live in the shadows. You know, when I hear about our president talking about our other people, elected officials, talking about families that are living in the shadows and who are afraid to come out because they may be deported, it is difficult for me to have an understanding of what that is like. But during the convention, there was a young lady who came out and spoke so eloquently about what her situation is and spoke about her dreams and what her aspirations were and her fears for her parents and how she interacted with Hillary Clinton in regards to what her situation was. And it impacted me because it helped me to understand I never had to go through that. I was born here, and I was upon my birth. I was given my citizenship. My parents were citizens. So I don't know what the pain is that these people go through who find themselves in a situation where they could be sent away from a country that they love and care so much about. And so I want us to just have a discussion about these people who find themselves in this trap with so many Americans suggesting that they don't care about are not sympathetic to what these people are going through. So we're going to play a little soundbite of this young lady, and I want you to really feel her voice and her feelings as she talks to you or talks about what situation she finds herself in. So I'm going to ask my producer to play this soundbite, you know, about this young lady's worries about what her future is like if our government doesn't come to grips with keeping these people who find themselves in our country. And again, this young lady is one of the young ladies that our Donald Trump called an anchor baby. You know, he used these kind of terms. Here he is talking about this young lady and young people like her who was born in this country and supposedly are used to be the foundation for keeping the family here. But these are real people, real lives, and we need to find a way to deal with them in a humane fashion. Okay, so I want you to listen to this as this young lady speaks.
It's a story about my parents, about the deportation of immigration. And I'm a daughter of immigrant parents. Valiente, brave. That's what Hillary Clinton called me when I told her I was worried my parents would be deported. Even when I was little, my parents were always crying. But I didn't understand why. Soy Americana. I was born in Las Vegas, Nevada. My parents came here looking for a better life, for the American dream, el sueño americano. But I don't feel brave every day. On most days, I'm scared. I'm scared that at any moment, my mom and my dad will be forced to leave. And I wonder, what if I come home and find it empty? I want my parents to see me do science experiments and help me find my rare rocks in the desert. I want to grow up to be a lawyer so I can help other families like us. I have hope. Esperanza. Hillary Clinton told me that she would do everything she could to help us. She told me that I didn't have to do the worrying because she would do the worrying for me and all of us. She wants me to have the worries of an 11-year-old, not the weight of the world on my shoulder.
Now, is this who Donald Trump is calling a criminal? Is this who he's calling a rapist, a murderer? These are people who've been in this country and who've been a intricate part of our society, who have had a child who can speak eloquently about what her fears are and what her troubles are. And are we supposed to just have these people put on buses and shipped out of a country that they have come to love and come to respect and come to care about and who just want an opportunity to have their dreams come true? I want to see what you all say about that. Let's go to the phones, 1958. 1958, what do you think about this young lady who's now in school and she has parents who under Donald Trump's government could be just snatched away and shipped out of the country? Are you there? All right, let's move along. 6628, are you there? 1958, are you there? Give us your name and where you're calling from. 1958. All right, now we need your opinion. We want to know what you're thinking. Okay, let's move on. 6628, are you there? Give us your name and where you're calling from. Okay, guys, I want to just say to you, you know, until I heard this young lady, I was so impressed with the way her and her mother's presence on stage and what they were, you know, I just wanted to know, you know, here's a family, someone that's right there in front of my face who is looking to be a part of the American dream. And we talk about them as though there's some, you know, some unreal part of our existence, and that it wouldn't be any major issue or problem with shipping them back home. But you're talking about snatching a person away from what they have called or considered to be their lives. You know, what kind of people are we if we don't have any empathy for people who were trying to get away from a place? I mean, can you imagine what it's like to want to leave a place where people talk your language, a place where you were born and raised, to go somewhere where you don't know anyone, or if you do know someone, you don't talk their language? That has to be something very compelling, drawing them to come to America. And once get here, to become an integral part of our society and raise a child in this fashion and with this hanging over your head 24/7 has to be a horrific feeling. And I just want to say to you that I just cannot imagine us being true to our Constitution, true to what we believe, if we were willing to put in place a system that would snatch these kind of families away from America and put them on buses or put them on planes and fly them back to a place they were willing to leave and walk away from. And I want to believe that we're better than that. I want to believe that deep in our souls that we have some empathy for people who want a better lives for their children, who want a good education for their children, want a good opportunity for their children, because that's what we all about as a nation. And so when I listened to her, I was nearly in tears as I heard her talk about her being afraid every day, going to school and coming back and being unsure whether or not her parents were going to still be there. For her parents to have that hanging over their head. And we as a nation don't want to do what's right by putting in a mechanism that allows them a way to get their citizenship without punishing them for coming here illegally. I want us to be better than that. I want us to be able to recognize there's a need for us to find a solution without
see what kind of flavor.
Having a
do I want vanilla? I want something different. I want something slamming. What's the slamming flavor out this one? Let's see.
Grandma, have you tried Dre's sweet potato pie, peach cobbler, banana pudding, and strawberry shortcake ice cream? What are you talking about?
Dre's Southern Style Ice Cream is so rich and creamy and made with high-quality ingredients. A mouthful of goodness on every spoon. Available now at all Brown's Family ShopRite stores and at 6142 Haverford Avenue.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
All right, so I'm just saying, as a nation, we have to be sympathetic. I mean, I just find it horrific that we don't want to be a better nation than that. And so I really would like to know what it is you think about how do we want to be betrayed? Do we want to be betrayed as a nation who literally would put a million people, take a million people out of our country in that fashion? Or do we want to be a humanitarian country that thinks about the individuals that are being impacted by such a decision? I'm going to go to the phones again and see if there's anyone out there who would like to talk. I'm going to go to 9454. Would you like to share with us what your thoughts are about immigration and whether or not we ought to be snatching families from this country and sending them back to where they live? What are your thoughts on that? Does nobody want to talk to me today? Okay, I guess I am all out here by myself. Nobody wants to talk to me. Again, I'm going to try 9454. Give me your ideas, your name, and where you're calling from. And what do you think about our immigration system that seems to be willing to just send millions and millions of people back to their country?
Hello?
Hello, I hear you. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it sucks. I was very impressed with the little girl that spoke up. That was the first time that I've heard that before. And I can remember when it brought back memories when my kids was growing up, and they used to they saw me crying and worrying about things that I had to take care of and didn't know how I was going to take care of it, and it kind of brought tears to my eyes, you know, because when kids are that young, that's the last thing that they want to worry about is, you know, adult problems, you know, and how we going to, you know, handle it. And that's a big one, you know, her worrying about whether her parents is going to be sent back, and she should be worried about, you know, a 11-year-old of what's the next subject that she wants to take up in school, and not worrying about, you know, being sent back. So the system that we have here, I think it can be a little bit better than to you know, and keeping the immigrants over here, you know, so that they can establish a better life for their family.
And what do you think of a president that would call this child, and, you know, when he called her anchor baby, you know, here it is, this child's parents left their home, left everything they knew to come to America for the opportunity to have a better life. And then they had a child who I'm sure they love, and this guy who wants to be our president wants to labor all these people and all these children anchor babies with such a negative connotation to it, where they, once these babies are born, they're American citizens, and somehow he still doesn't want to give favor to their parents, and he wants to ship them back to their former homes.
I don't really want to say anything negative about him. I just, what I would like to say is, you know, that we all to just, you know, sit back and pray. Prayer helps. We just all have to, you know, pray and just hope, hope to God that, you know, he doesn't become our next president, because if he does come our next president, you know, we're going to be in a world of trouble.
And I agree with you. I think that there's so many Americans right now who find themselves upset and unhappy because they may feel like they've been left out, and they don't feel like Barack Obama has met their needs. But the truth is that we have a president who is a very class act, who cares about all Americans and wants to do the very best that he can to serve all Americans, but they just don't see themselves as being a part of it. And now they find themselves so angry that they're willing to turn our country over to Donald Trump, who has no real understanding what it is to care about people other than himself. He's been so absorbed, self-absorbed, about his life and being rich. He can't even begin to understand what my position is, or what middle class position is, or what poor people's positions are, or people who are immigrants who fought to get to this country and who have a family and who are working every day to try to feed their families and want the very best for their families. I don't think he has no true understanding of what America is, or what being a humane individual is. And I just, it hurts me for us to be in this position where he might become president in the next 100 or so days.
Well, I hope not. They don't want, I mean, they can, they, first of all, they, you know, they want to talk bad about, you know, our president now. They want to really talk about bad about him. And to me, I think he did a great job. You know, he has done a better job than the last three presidents that we had in the White House. But you let them tell it, you know, he's the worst one. But, of course, they're never going to agree that, you know, the first black president came in and turned it around, you know. But if you look at it, when he got in there, it was in bad condition. So I think he did an excellent job. And if he was able to go into another 4 years, then he would most certainly have my vote on that.
It's amazing that you say that, because I've said the same thing myself. If I could vote for him a third time, he would definitely have my vote. And I know that that is not our present system of government, but if there was any way that he could continue as my president. But in the same way, I have to be honest too, I've kind of decided that he's been on the scene long enough. I have to feel some sympathy for what he has had to fight through and what he and Michelle has had to deal with. And I want him to go get some rest. I want him to go get some rest, because they have been real hard on him, and he deserves the opportunity to have a life where he and Michelle can enjoy themselves. But it's just amazing that people have such extreme difference of opinions of who he is.
Well, it's always going to be a different opinion because he's black. But, you know, he has my vote in this. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that probably feels the same way. If not, then I'm behind him.
And I'm glad to hear that. And I just want to say to you, I want to thank you for being a first-time caller, and I look forward to you speaking up in the future. I always need my return callers to be a part of the show, So I want to just thank you so very much for having this strength and the ability to just come out and speak your opinion, and I look forward to hearing more of your opinions in the future. You know, today we're going in a position where we're going to have to cut the show short. There's always things going on at Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and we're always introducing new shows and adding to the network. And so there comes times when I have to let part of my show go in the best interest of the overall show. But I want you all to know that I am, again, committed to being with you every day until the end of the year. And we're going to do all that we can to make sure that that happens, because we got so much to talk about and so much to deal with. And it's so important that we introduce this show to as many people as possible. And we want all of you to become regulars on my show. Just like you turn on the news every day, we want you prepared and ready to speak on thoughts, love, and reflection every day. I want to encourage you to go to my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay.com. I want to encourage you to write me at djames82@aol.com. I want to know what you're thinking and what it is that we can do to encourage more people to be a part of not only my show, but a part of the network. It's so important that we have a vehicle that allows us to express ourselves and make sure that our opinions are heard without interference by the normal media. We don't want, here on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, we never cut your words off. As long as you're respectable to other people's opinions and use language that is permitted, we're going to let you have your say. So this is the place where you can honestly come and say exactly what you're feeling, and we're going to have an honest debate when our thoughts and opinions are not on the same page. But outside of that, we want you to enjoy the show. We want to bring to you the kind of conversations that you think are needed for our country to go in the right direction. And right now, we're so proud. Again, I want to say to you, I'm proud of the convention and the direction it is going in, and I look so forward to calling Hillary Clinton President Clinton, Madam President. And so I know that, and I pray that the American people do the right thing, and we fully think this thing out. And I know that you may say I'm biased, but at least you know and know what my biases are, and I'm not trying to hide them from you. So, again, I'm going to ask you to go to www.jamestdeshay.com and look over my website, look at the two books I've published, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, Passion, Desire, and Contemplation, and I'm working on my third book. But I want you to know I'm going to be here for you every day to the end of the year, and we're going to be determined to continue even after that time, because I'm committed to you. Just like Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is committed to you, and just like Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network is committed to you, we want to be a family, and we want to be a force to be reckoned with. So you take care, and I'll see you tomorrow. It is so great and such an honor to be here with you every day. Take care, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Oh. Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshay. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author.